We left home to meet the sun in the distance. The wind whispered which way to go as the earth mark stepped before us for assurance. We believed that home wasn't only where we came from, but also any place that could keep us and not bend our spines into questions. As the ground measured the weight of each step, it also recorded our thoughts and wishes, thus beholding us to a shelter shining at the distance. Our arrival was met with a type of grant, the kind that would remind a beggar of his royal rights. We slept under iron castles that didn't pierce the sky and protected by plastic tents, fragile and thin as the skin of our spine. For years we built strongholds, enough for minds that had learned to keep less, made of bricks, each a memory out of a mixture of both mud and sweat. But while this happened, the world was slowly breaking bread, portioning it for each family as they decided those who must turn their stomachs into heads and hunger itself into health. They made steak for each ceremony as they signed families back into survival, forgetting the reality that barely made us, the bargain with the last breath before our arrival. Our lives have become theater for fancy pens that script any scene deserving of a reaction, of applause that now bends our spines into questions. Tell me about the silence initially made for hope, but instead gave death more purpose. Tell me about the reception that slowly starves your dreams, making you a stranger to your own tears and a culprit of existence. Tell me, because if only those fancy pens could speak, I'm sure one would tell you, I can afford a meal.